Robert Rose runs the family business, Brandt Photographers, in Bellevue. After a stint volunteering in Nepal in 1997, he decided he wanted to work with the Nepalese disabled community.
Robert Rose says the disabled are ostracized by much of Nepalese society. In 2005, he started the Rose International Fund for Children. It's a nonprofit that seeks to give the blind, deaf, and disabled of Nepal opportunities.
While supporting more than 1,000 children and adults with disabilities, the Bellevue-based foundation is going through a transition right now. Robert Rose is helping to start a parallel foundation in Nepal, the Nepal Ability Development Foundation. It'll be run by a Nepali friend.
She's a blind woman, and I met her from my first trip to Nepal back in 1997 when she was 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
And you stayed in touch?
Yeah, we stayed in touch. She became, I visited her every year, or every time I visited, we met, and she became a Fulbright scholar. She got a scholarship to come and study at Colorado State University. You know, we really kept in touch when she went to Colorado State, because I would talk to her or help her with her homework or read some assignments to her, because she was the only blind student at that university. So now it's kind of come full circle. And I had always dreamed that we would work together, because we really have a lot of passion, both of us, about disability issues.
How did you come to have a passion for the differently abled? Where did that start?
Everything happened very serendipitously for me, so I didn't really know anybody with disability before I went to Nepal. Once I went to Nepal and I volunteered as a photographer on that first trip in 1997, I started doing projects with my Rotary Club and Rotary Clubs in Nepal, and some of those projects were helping kids with disabilities.
In Nepal, their differently abledness is seen how?
Well, it's seen as a curse, or you're suffering from a past life sin, or another relative in your family did something in a past life that has resulted in you having a disability.
And how does that lead them to be treated in the society?
Yeah. So with when you're thought to be cursed or suffering from a past life sin, you can imagine, and that's attached to your very existence. You can imagine how difficult that is to overcome. I mean, there's no way to overcome that. And a lot of people with disabilities have had that beaten into them year after year after year, that you're a worthless person. So after a while, you begin to believe that yourself. So that really upset me, because I saw the potential in all of those kids that we were working with there. What I found was that when you gave these kids education and opportunity, then they would just blossom. And they just did so well, and they would do better than the kids that didn't have disability. They were just remarkable. So it was just a matter of getting them started and giving them that opportunity.
Robert Rose is the founder and president of the Rose International Fund for Children. He's also, are you the founder of Brandt Photographers?
No, actually my mom and dad took over from my mom and dad. And we're the Roses, and my mom and dad bought Brandt Photographers back in 1971. They've been in Bellevue for 65 years now. And we're the oldest, longest-running business of any kind in Bellevue. We're the oldest, continuously running business in Bellevue.
You're studio portrait photographers for
right.
the most part?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing photography since you were a little kid?
Yep.
How does passion for photography translate into this desire to be doing good deeds in faraway lands?
Well, I think the photography business, portrait photography business, if you're going to survive for 65 years in the portrait business, it's more than just photography. It's being able to deal with people, all different people from all different socioeconomic groups, with all different fears about photography and being photographed. The photography business, I think, has really given me a great skill set. My dad always would show me what to do, but he wouldn't, he'd show me what to do and then let me learn from experience.
What, you find yourself doing that with the young people you're working with in Nepal?
Absolutely. I think with anybody I work with, I like to show people what to do, and then, because they're going to have a different take on it than I am.
You said that about the children of Nepal who are differently able. You
right.
said you have the potential to soar. That
right.
must be hard for them to believe that.
It is sometimes. I think when all they can see around them is that discrimination. It's a lot bigger than me, or it's a lot bigger than my organization. I want them to feel empowered.
Not everybody does that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are your age, my age. We're thinking about what our retirement's going to look like, where we're going to be golfing or something.
Well, I think life is really full of fantastic opportunities, but we're very focused in what direction we're going day to day. And I think with technology and the ability to stay in contact, and we're just busy all the time. So it's almost like we have blinders on. We're seeing straight ahead. But on all the sides, there's fantastic opportunities in front of us. I think I look for that now.
Is that right?
I don't pass up.
You look for the opportunity.
I look for the opportunities because somebody might come up to you and say, you know, I'm interested in your organization. What do you do? So you never know where that might lead or what kind of interest that person might have. And so many exciting meetings and opportunities have come up just because I've taken the time to recognize that somebody might have a passion for this too. And I'm really excited if I'm able to inspire other people, because other people have inspired me. And if I'm able to do that for other people, even if they don't work in my organization, if they don't work in Nepal, that doesn't make any difference to me at all. I'm really excited about helping people launch their own passion.
Are you a personal question? Are you religious?
No.
This is not about a faith motivation. This is about a citizen of the world motivation.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with religion, and I think that it really it can motivate and inspire and does a lot of great things around the world. But for me, the litmus test of true volunteer giving is if you do it with no expectation of anything in return, that you're out there doing it without any expectation. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, to feel you're doing good work and you're making good time of your use while you're alive.
Robert Rose is the founder of the Rose International Fund for Children. He works in Nepal. Tell me about this card you brought me from the Deaf Women's Empowerment Group.
Yeah, one of the things when we were always looking at projects and programs that will have multiple benefits for people, and that can this was one that my board member, who wasn't a board member at that time, she had some embroidered envelopes that had been done by an orphanage in India. You know, there's adult women with deafness in Nepal, and they don't have a lot to do, and there's no community for them. And there's no way for them to earn any money. We brought over kits so that they would have all of the materials and supplies. So we have an adult women's group with deafness who are creating these cards. Then we bring them back here and then we sell them. And I think it's like $5 a card or $4 for $20. These are hand embroidered. And we've just been selling them to friends and family, church bazaars. Like, we'll go to church bazaars and sell them. I spoke at my mom's retirement home, Merrill Gardens in Kirkland, and wow, I had a full house when I spoke, and so many people bought those cards.
You helped raise money along with Rotary, and you sent a Braille embosser printer to Nepal, to the Nepal Association for the Welfare of the Blind in Kathmandu. What does a Braille embosser printer mean for people in Nepal?
If blind or visually impaired people are reading a textbook and they're trying to figure out, like, what does the human body anatomy look like, or cell structure, or a map of the world? I mean, it's like the elephant and the blind man, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can never guess what that might look like. The Braille embosser prints those pictures in tactile Braille. It would show the structure of a human cell in Braille dots, so you could feel the different components. And so it really opens the eyes and opens the world for people with visual impairment. And they don't, you know, Nepal doesn't have the social service safety net and the government assistance that blind and visually impaired students have in Western countries, developed countries. So there isn't a lot of resources for them. So it was really an awesome project that we got so many donations and Rotary clubs involved in.
And finally, you listed a few of your sites: Disabled New Life Center, for mm-hmm. a group home for 30 children with varying disabilities. They get orthopedic surgeries, higher ed support for their time there, blind and visually impaired school, deaf women's empowerment group. Those are a few. You have a vision for this going on beyond your time on this planet.
Right. Absolutely.
Even though you're a young man.
I'm not so young. 55. But yeah, you know, I could be here today and gone tomorrow. So what kind of legacy do I want to leave? And definitely I'm planning for my obsolescence. You know, I want this organization to continue, and having a Nepali-run organization that is based in Nepal, run by Nepalis, I think is going to help it be sustainable. And having a robust organization here in the United States that's helping with funding and providing awareness, you know, awareness about disability. It's more than just there. It's here, too.
Robert Rose is the founder and president of the Rose International Fund for Children, providing education and opportunities for disabled citizens of Nepal. The foundation is based in Bellevue.